Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. Do you miss the good old Death Wish days when Charles Bronson took the law into his own hands and meted out vigilante justice against all manner of bad guys? Well, Jennifer Garner essentially has stepped into Bronson's shoes in the new thriller, Peppermint. Garner plays a woman whose husband and daughter are killed by an LA drug gang. When the justice system lets them all off the hook, Jen goes into full-fledged ninja mode and wreaks horrible vengeance on everyone who wronged her. Peppermint is a violent wish-fulfillment fantasy that stretches credibility to the limit. If you can get past the movie's regressive social elements and borderline racism, then this might be your cup of peppermint tea. I was really rooting for the new family drama God Bless the Broken Road. This faith-based feature from the folks who gave us God Is Not Dead tells the story of a young woman, played by Lindsay Pulsifer, whose life is upended and faith sorely tested when her soldier husband is killed in Afghanistan. Although its heart is squarely in the right place, the plot is riddled with cliches and the dialogue is hokey. Plus, Jordan Sparks, Robin Givens, and LaDainian Tomlinson are completely wasted in supporting roles. And its connection to that great song, God Bless the Broken Road, it's tenuous at best. Also opening this week, The Nun is the latest entry in the Conjuring horror film series. This time out, a priest and a young novitiate are sent to investigate some violent episodes at a remote Romanian abbey. Dark Money is a documentary about the surge of anonymous political spending in America today. And What Keeps You Alive is a horror entry about a lesbian couple, a house in the woods, and a strange neighbor. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.